Hey, everybody, welcome to the program. My name is Barbara. This is Speak Up, and every week we get to bring you a variety of topics and guests from near and far. And today, Janine Shepherd is with us. Janine is the executive director of the 7B Care Clinic, and she has a lot of good information for us. You know, we're going to learn a little bit about her and how she came into this position and really this ministry, the 7B team and services, and also we're going to give you a heads up on their big fundraiser coming in October. So we have a lot to cover. Let's go to our first commercial break. We'll be right back with Janine Shepherd.
Ritz Transmission and Performance in Bonners Ferry, now offering new services. Transmission repair to manual and automatic, U-joints, clutches, differentials, custom upgrades, transfer cases, and transmission services. Call for an appointment or just stop in. Your go-to mechanic in Bonners Ferry for everything from oil changes to transmission repair. Get a free diagnostic at Ritz Transmission and Performance, 6878 Main Street in Bonners Ferry.
North 40 Outfitters brings you Black Diamond Days, the brand engineered for reliable performance when it matters most. Spend $100 on Black Diamond products and get a $20 North 40 gift card. Tools and workbenches to storage solutions, Black Diamond has you covered. Need something more heavy duty? Log splitters, generators, and compressors are built tough enough to tackle anything. Shop in store or online at north40.com. Through September 14th, North 40 Outfitters, outfitting work and play.
Selkirk Press, your hometown printer since 1924. From concept to completion in one location. They offer in-house graphic design, printing, copying, laminating, coil binding, mailing services, even pickup and delivery. That means faster service and convenience for you. Any order, large or small, Selkirk Press will make you look good on paper. Selkirk Press, 1714 Industrial Drive by Sandpoint Airport. Helping you stand out with custom in-house printing and design.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. Did you know the IRS has programs specifically designed to help people struggling with tax debt? Powerful tax assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. No one knows these programs better than the experts at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution firm. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, their award-winning tax attorneys and licensed professionals have resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. One call to Optima can start the process, helping to put an end to your worries about wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other aggressive IRS actions. Find the best options to solve your tax problems. Call the experts at Optima Tax Relief today for a free consultation.
Call 800-410-6744. 800-410-6744. 800-410-6744.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Are you a parent of a 2 to 8-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting offer, then head to abcmouse.com/radio to learn more. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
We're offering a promo at abcmouse.com/radio to try it for free for a month, then $14.99 per month until canceled. Go to abcmouse.com/radio to see this offer. That's abcmouse.com/radio. Actual ABC Mouse users compensated for their testimonials, sponsored by Age of Learning.
News Talk 97.1, KSPT, KBFI.
Hey, everybody, welcome back in. Say hello with me to Executive Director of the 7B Care Clinic, Janine Shepherd. Thank you, Janine, for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
You know, one of the things I like to start with is about my guest, because everyone out there wants to know a little bit or a lot about who they're listening to. So tell us a little bit about your training and your background to get us started.
Yeah, so I was back in 2011, my 17-year-old daughter became pregnant unexpectedly, and we were church-going Christian people, and it was just a really, really life-changing time for us. So we ended up at the clinic way back when, and it's Life Choices Pregnancy Center, or 7B Care Clinic is what it's called now. But it was just, I mean, we... you think you put all the right ingredients in, right, in order to come out with, and I always say, you know, I love brownies, and so I put all the right ingredients in for brownies, and then you end up with blueberry muffins, and you're going, what? What happened? Like, I love blueberry muffins, and it was that kind of thing where you're going, but this wasn't the direction we were headed, but she was pregnant, and so we ended up at Life Choices, and they walked us through how to just... We wanted her to thrive, which is what we want for all the moms that
and
come
the baby
in.
To thrive.
Right?
Oh my goodness.
And
yeah.
She's so they she ended up having the baby, of course, and we weren't abortion minded whatsoever, but it was still how do you navigate something like this? Mm-hmm. So difficult. But she had Bailey is my granddaughter, and she's 13 now, which
oh
is amazing.
Goodness.
But. It was just so helpful for someone to be able to speak life and peace and give us direction and a compass in such a difficult time. So,
you know, when women come in then to 7B Clinic, you and I know your team members also, but just focusing on you, you really understand.
Right.
What they're feeling, what they're thinking, and what's going on. And it's not that it's bad. But it's just the reality of what they're dealing with, the surprise of it. I mean, for the mom as well as the grandmas and the family around.
Absolutely.
And the father.
Yeah. And that's the interesting thing is every situation, every client is so different. And we just meet them where they're at. It's interesting because I've been in this position now a year and a half. And I didn't realize how important it is that we're willing to discuss all the women's options. And though we don't refer or provide for abortions of any kind, we need to be willing to talk about it. Because if we won't, they won't come in. And then we can't impact them. And so it's just been really neat to see. We have, you know, 15-year-old girls who are pregnant. We have the 43-year-old mom who has her kids are grown. You know, they're in high school and she's found herself pregnant. So it's like every situation, and some of them, you know, we're seeing people that don't have insurance. We have people that their midwives are sending them for ultrasound, and we're able to just help everybody at no cost.
So staying with you for just a moment, did you grow up in Idaho or did you grow up in another area of our great country?
It was near San Jose, California.
Okay. And when did you and your family come up here?
19 years ago.
Okay. Yeah. Did you think, I mean, what was your training? I know your experience with your daughter being pregnant, but when did it become clear to you that this was a career path for you, or this was something that you would dedicate really your life to?
Right. So I was on staff at the Nazarene Church for 11 years. So I did ministry in a different way. Mm-hmm. And during that time, felt called to full-time ministry and did just a huge range of classes, not even realizing that God was preparing me for this.
Yes.
So it's been really cool. I did 25 classes, took me 4.5 years of training, and then realized that this was what it was for. So
that is wonderful. Because it does take preparation. You can have a heart, but there's also the need for some, you know, knowledge base to be able to help people.
Right. To lead teams.
To lead
and,
teams,
right,
manage.
Run business. Yeah, run the business. Yeah.
Yeah. So you mentioned earlier Life Choices Pregnancy Center and then 7B Care Clinic. It might be a little bit confusing for people, so explain mm-hmm. the relationship between those organizations. They are kind of the same, affiliated?
Right. Yeah, so Life Choices Pregnancy Center is the ministry. Our donors would know us as Life Choices Pregnancy Center, and that's the organization that raises the money to provide the services for 7B Care Clinic. So we provide services at no cost to our clients.
You know, one of the things, and we're going to get into all the services that 7B Care Clinic provides, and then we'll get into the fundraiser that the mm-hmm. Life Choices Pregnancy Center is running and taking care of. But everything, all the services you provide are free. Mm-hmm. And confidential.
Exactly.
And that's really important, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They just really need to find a safe place with us where they can process through their emotions safely, anonymously, and to be able to find what it is that they need. And we see women choosing life.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I think, let's take a minute and talk, or a lot of minutes actually, and talk about the services, all the various services that are provided at 7B Care Clinic. What can people expect when they walk in? Start us off with the first encounter.
Yeah, so one of the things that has become so evident is that people are living in social poverty. They don't always have the support that they need. And the number one reason that women choose abortion is because they don't feel that they have the support. So the first thing that we do is we have coaches that walk alongside of our clients. And the coaches are the ones that interact with them, make sure that they're okay, find out what their greatest need is that day. And then, of course, we do pregnancy tests, medical grade pregnancy tests, limited ultrasound, and then we just provide any services that they need. We'll help them with resources. We have a store, a little shop that people donate to.
So you talked about medical staff. Mm-hmm. You have a doctor who's available. You have a nurse practitioner. Tell me a little bit about the medical team and what their role is with your clients.
Yeah, so Dr. Guymon is our medical director. He oversees the clinic, though he doesn't see patients. Mm-hmm. And then we have RN Melissa, who sees patients, and Dr. Guymon is, of course, in communication with her and walking through. And then we have radiologists that read our ultrasounds.
Okay. So, and of course, again, these ultrasounds are free and confidential. Does it happen that some women, whatever their age is, arrive and they're not sure they're pregnant? Mm-hmm. They think they're pregnant, so they need confirmation. Yes, you're pregnant, or actually, no, you're not.
Right.
What might be causing, get them referred out, why that might be happening in their bodies.
Yeah, and that's the interesting thing about this work is sometimes being pregnant is great news, and sometimes it's terrible news,
right.
And vice versa. We see women who really, really want to be pregnant, and they're not. So we process through all of that emotion, and we refer them out if they feel like there's something wrong, something going on.
So I remember, how many years now have you been offering ultrasound? I want to say like a decade,
probably,
at least.
Yeah. My granddaughter's 13. And she had we had an ultrasound with her. So I would say around 15 years.
15 years. Mm-hmm. Because when it started, that was not available. And I remember interviewing at that time, it might have been like Leslie or Susan Young, I'm not sure who, when that really came on board, about how that would not just be a medical procedure, but it would be a life-changing revelation.
Absolutely.
Tell our audience about that. Why is the ultrasound so important, both medically and emotionally?
Right. So before a woman has an abortion, she needs to have three things. She needs to know how far along she is. Mm-hmm. Is her pregnancy in the uterus? And is the pregnancy viable? Because all of these things are going to make a difference. But for a woman to see her baby on ultrasound, 80% of the time she'll choose life. And with a man, 98% of the time he'll choose life. And that's why, and we'll talk about that as well, having fathers involved.
Yeah.
We need them plugged in into this.
So the ultrasound is truly a revelation.
Mm-hmm.
When they see what is unmistakably, even in the early weeks, unmistakably a baby.
Right.
There's nothing else going on in there but a human baby. It changes your whole perspective.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just tissue. It's not just a blob. It's even the word fetus, all these words that are used to kind of dehumanize what's happening in there. These moms and dads, and we'll get to the dads, they see for real and for sure, oh my gosh, this is a baby.
Yeah.
This is my baby.
Yeah. It's life-changing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And medically, go back to that, because they need to see you, the doctor needs to see that baby, as you said, in the uterus.
Mm-hmm.
Explain
because
that.
Because if you're, so the 63% of abortions are performed by the abortion pill. You can get it in all 50 states by mail, even in our state. And if a woman were to take the abortion pill with an ectopic pregnancy, and ectopic means living, it's outside of the uterus, it could kill her. And so it's super important that women come in and make sure these three things before they move along.
Okay, so we're going to get to the whole abortion pill issue.
Yeah.
But so one of the things the ultrasound reveals is if it's a healthy baby.
Right.
Or a baby in the uterus and not outside.
Correct.
Because if it's outside ectopic, that's a whole different situation. That's a medical condition.
That's a medical condition, all of its own, yeah.
Yeah, and you can refer then that patient to the appropriate, their doctor, a gynecologist, and that's when, for the health of the mother,
exactly,
an abortion needs to happen. Is that correct?
Yeah, and it wouldn't actually be an abortion if it's not a viable. You can't, there's no way.
It's so not.
It's just
not,
another medical procedure.
Yeah, okay, that's a good way to reframe it. So, and then how long they've been pregnant. They need to know how far along they are. Why is that important?
Because the abortion pill, you're supposed to not take it after 10 weeks. And okay, so if a woman, and there's several reasons, if a woman takes it past that time, you know, it could be dangerous. But the other thing is we want to slow these women down and allow them the time. So if she's 5, 6, 7 weeks, we can say, take a breath. It's okay. You know, you've got time. Think this through. Because what we're looking for is for her to make a solid decision that she can live with.
Yes.
And so that just allows her time.
Yeah, I think it is really important because I would think, and you know, whether they're young or older, and we'll get into that, but that your first thought is panic, like, oh, I'm pregnant.
I got to get rid of this.
I have to do something. Mom and dad, I can't, my husband, whatever, not another, whatever is going on in their life. So I love that a part of understanding how far along you are helps you, as you say, take a deep breath and realize you've got time to make whatever decision it is that you ultimately want to make.
Exactly.
And be comfortable with it and be guided and helped and at least comforted along the way.
Right.
We're almost up to the next break. So, in talking about what the ultrasound reveals, how pregnant you are in that examination and with the ultrasound, where the baby is it viable? And what was the third area that's revealed?
It's the viable part. It's, is the baby alive? Because if it's not, there's nothing more that you need to do. You know, so to take the, you could imagine if a woman didn't know and thought she was pregnant, took the pill, got her period, and found out. And she thinks she's aborted her baby,
right,
when actually she's just miscarried or, you know, and I think 20% of babies are miscarried within the first 20 weeks. So it's a high, high number.
I wonder why that's such a high number. Do we have any kind of a handle on that with what's going on?
No, there's so many.
Is that high for America, a USA, or is that pretty much?
I don't know the statistics for others. Yeah, it's devastating. And we do a miscarriage support too, just as an aside to help women, because it's devastating.
No matter what they thought about the pregnancy at the beginning to, quote unquote, at that point, they will often phrase, lose the baby.
Right.
Lost my baby.
Right.
So so it can be, yes, a time where they need support. And they can get that support also through 7B Care Clinic.
Correct.
If they've gone through a miscarriage.
And abortion recovery.
And
so if they've had an abortion in the past and they need support, we're there to help too.
Right. All right, everybody, we're up against that break. We're going to keep it right here with Janine Shepherd.
Interest rates are high, the market's unpredictable, and home sales are slowing way down. But here's the thing, we're still buying, and not just one or two. We've bought over 500 homes from folks right here in Spokane and Coeur d'Alene. This is Chad Young with the EasyHomeBuyer.com. We've helped people during divorce, inherited properties, foreclosures, you name it. Through it all, one thing hasn't changed. We keep our promises. We're local, we're experienced, and we're not going anywhere. In fact, we just rolled out our highest offer guarantee, a program that allows us to actually overpay for the right homes. It's not a gimmick. It's how we compete and how we win for our sellers. There's no pressure, no fees, and you close when you're ready. No repairs, no cleanup, and no open houses. Just one quick conversation that could completely change your situation. Call me today at 208-877-6000. That's 208-877-6000.
Pick up the phone to inquire. Call the easy home buyer.
Hey, Bulldog fans, this is Toby McLaughlin.
And Lisa Moline.
SHS grads and partners at Sandpoint Law. We are a full-service law firm providing legal services in the areas of civil litigation, real estate, probate, wills and trusts, business formation, contracts, employment, and personal injury.
At Sandpoint Law, we carefully listen to our clients and then look for cost-effective, practical solutions that meet their long-term objectives.
We are your hometown law firm, and we are proud to sponsor Bulldog Football Radio.
Go Bulldogs!
Do you want safe, efficient excavation without the damage? Call Vandenberg Hydro Excavation, your local experts in storm drain cleaning, culvert jetting, and underground utility locating. Vandenberg Hydro Excavation high-pressure water and powerful vac systems get the job done right. No mess, no guesswork. Safe, efficient digging without the damage. Serving Sandpoint and surrounding areas across Idaho, Montana, and Washington. Find out more information online at vhexcavation.com.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. Wounded Warrior Project was created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war, whether those scars are physical or mental. Wounded Warrior Project. We never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Learn more about what we do at WoundedWarriorProject.com.
The NFL is back with 4 days of football. The 2025 season starts on Thursday with NFL kickoff presented by YouTube TV. Catch Dak Prescott and the Dallas Cowboys take on Jalen Hurts and the reigning Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles in the first game of the season. Then get ready for a weekend full of unforgettable moments. NFL kickoff presented by YouTube TV. Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern on NBC. Go to watch.nfl.com for the full schedule. Brought to you by Smirnoff. We do game days.
News Talk 97.1.
Hey everybody, we've got it going on here for you with Janine Shepherd. She is the executive director of the 7B Care Clinic right here in Sandpoint, serving Bonner County, Boundary County, really all of our area from Priest River and really south also. I'm assuming there's some sort of a care clinic that's serving into the Coeur d'Alene area, though there you is. Might get someone who wants to come up here, mm-hmm. and that would be fine, right?
Oh, absolutely. We take everybody.
Everybody. Mm-hmm. So we're talking about all the various services. We've been talking about understanding, okay, you're pregnant and how long, and seeing that ultrasound and what it's revealing medically and emotionally. What about the abortion pill? You've mentioned that a couple of times. Tell us how that works, when it doesn't work, and what are some of the dangers?
Mm. So, like I said, it's available in all 50 states by mail, which is practically criminal. Mm-hmm. Because you get an envelope in the mail sometimes with no instructions, or you get an envelope that has too many pills in it. It's just not regulated, and there's groups that are sending it out, so it's just kind of scary. But 1 in 10 women are having serious side effects. Sometimes life-threatening side effects from the abortion pill. So it can't be taken lightly, and the people who will send it out say that it's safe. They say it's like taking a Tylenol, and it's not. So it's just a really scary situation, and we're just praying that the women will end up at our clinic so we can at least talk to them about the dangers of it before they take the pill.
So we've already learned that you really cannot safely take the pill after 10 weeks.
Correct.
So they need to understand. That'd be the first thing to understand. How far along are you? And abortion pill is not an option anymore for you. But yes, they, I mean, if that's one of the options they go for. At least they need to understand how to take it. Do you help them understand how to take it? Or at that point,
no,
you refer them out?
We wouldn't even refer them. Okay. It's just not safe.
It's okay.
Yeah. Yep.
They would need. That is really good to know.
But for them to realize that there are, it's dangerous. But is it really what they want anyway? Mm-hmm. A lot of times I don't think it is. I think they're just desperate.
But at least they would certainly understand the dangers.
Correct.
And how to be cautioned. So another service area is post-abortion information. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of people may be thinking, well, somebody has an abortion and a few weeks or a month or so later they need some counseling. Mm-hmm. Sometimes this is years
decades
later.
Yeah.
Talk about that counseling and what is the purpose there?
Right. So we have, I have women as I speak at different churches that will tell me, you know, they're in their 70s and they're still mourning a baby that they lost and that they aborted in their 20s. And so it doesn't go away. The regret increases, though they might feel relief right off. But there's so many side effects as far as depression, anxiety, suicidal thoughts. There's a lot of side effects to it.
You know, and the more mature they become, the more information they have as they mature as adults and they get the true science that's mm-hmm. going on here, they begin to realize what they've really done.
What they've done, yeah.
And what it was. It wasn't just a blob of blood. Mm-hmm. It was actually their baby.
Yeah.
What about the physical? There are some consequences to abortions unless they're completely well medically done, but even so, there can still be medical consequences.
Correct. So if you have certain STDs while you have an abortion, it can leave you with pelvic inflammatory disease, which then could cause you to be infertile. So there's a lot, and we do actually do STD testing at our clinic as a service. So
all free and confidential.
All free and confidential.
Yes.
Yeah. So it's just we want to protect and help wherever we can.
That is really, really something. And so I didn't realize the STDs. What are some of the common STDs that are around our area that we see?
There's a lot, but the three that we test for, let's see, chlamydia, gonorrhea, and trichomoniasis.
Okay.
So those are the three that we, and then if they want further testing, we would send them out. We would refer them.
Okay. And they might want further testing because of something they know or something somebody's told them.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you talk about options. What are the options that mm-hmm. they can talk about with you and really slow down and take a breath and say, what are the choices that I truly do have mm-hmm. here that are healthy, good for me, and I pray good for the baby?
Right. Yeah. So we discuss parenting, of course, co-parenting. We discuss adoption. It's really depends on where the woman mm-hmm. and the man as well want to go. But we will discuss abortion, different procedures. We have a magazine that will show them that gives them the information about what it looks like to have, you know, to take the abortion pill, what are the side effects, what, you know, and then the other forms of abortion as well, surgical abortion and what that might look like. Because we just really want them to thrive in their lives. And so to have the full picture and to be able to make a decision that helps them to be successful in life. Yeah.
And to ultimately be satisfied and mm-hmm. comforted and reassured by the decision they make. You have classes, you're talking about parenting classes. Tell us about that.
Yeah. So when clients come in, there's usually something that they're afraid of or that's holding them back or that makes them think that they can't parent. And you'll hear clients say things like, well, my parents or my dad, or I don't want to be like that, or those types of things. And the parenting, there's 250 classes in a program called Bright Course, and they can watch them on their phone. And it's anything from what to eat while you're pregnant, to how to potty train your child, to how do I fill out a rental application. So just a ton of classes. And within that, they're able to earn gas cards and grocery cards. And then also we have the boutique that I talked about where they can shop.
And they get, I don't know, I'm going to call them baby bucks. I think there's probably a better name for that. But because they take these classes, they end up with some reward points that they can go spend at the boutique.
Yeah, and we've actually made it now so they're getting gift cards instead. So if you take, I'm thinking it's 10 classes in a month, you can get a $100 gift card. Awesome. And you can go to Walmart, pick out what it is that you need.
Or a gas station.
Gas station.
Fill up your car.
Yep.
Get to that job.
And then the store, we just kind of let people shop and take what it is that they need. Yeah. Yeah. It's good.
I love it. So let's talk about the men. This is just so, for some reason, close to my heart, for no particular reason, except that they always seem like they're out of the loop somehow in the decision making and how healthy it is to make sure he's informed, that he's in on this, whether they're going to get married, whether whatever is going to happen, he is always and ever forever will be the biological father of this child. And so tell us about how that works and what you do for the guys, the fathers.
So it really became evident to me when I started, the men would sit out in the waiting room for 45 minutes to 2 hours, and they would, depending on the relationship with the woman. And so we started out, we just have a video that they would watch in the waiting room and some brochures. And that was the beginning. But I thought, man, we are missing this boat. I mean, these men, they're here. They're willing to be here in the clinic. And so from there, we went to having men on call, and they would come when the men would come, and they would meet and try and just find out what are their issues? What are they struggling with? And from there, now just recently, we have a man in our clinic every day that we're open. And so the men come in, and they're treated as clients, and they meet with a male mentor, and he helps to lead them in how he can be a good father. He can also take classes. He can also earn gift cards. So it's just, we need them involved. We need them to be supported.
I love that because I don't know what the relationship might be at any given time between the mom and the father, whether they're, in love and this is going to be their thing, or they're just like, what in the heck? How did this happen?
Yeah.
But I think there must be great healing that goes on when they both realize they're in this, no matter what the commitment is to each other, but their commitment to the child has got to be life-changing at that point. Like, this is our child.
Exactly. Yeah, it's just a beautiful thing. Excuse me. And God's design is for families. So that's what we want to help them.
Talking about families, the other thing I like about what you do, and I'm sure this just happens organically, but grandmas and grandpas are not in on the decision per se, but they're in on their relationship. And maybe the younger woman is afraid to talk to mom and dad. So you can facilitate all that. So everybody can kind of get in the room, and we're having a baby.
We're having a baby. Exactly. Yeah. It's not just one person making the decision. We want to bring everybody
Shouldn't
in.
Shouldn't be one person making
the decision. But it's been that way. I mean, culturally, our society has told men that they're unimportant, they're insignificant, and it is so not true. We need them. We need them to be a part of this.
Yes, and the pregnant woman needs them to be a part of it, even if it's a little bit, fearful. Like, I'm sure your daughter at 17, when she came to tell you and your husband, I'm having a baby, that was a fearful thing. That was a very emotional thing for everyone. But that she did that is just so incredibly healthy and beautiful.
And if you can imagine, if a man says to the woman, oh, do whatever you want, she's not going to feel supported. But if he says, man, I really want to parent this child with you,
I'll help
what
you.
What a difference,
whether
right?
We get married, I will help you.
We're going to do this together.
Yes.
Yeah.
I like that. Well, we've got a lot more to talk about. We want to get to that beautiful new baby box that you just dedicated a week or so ago. I also want our listeners to understand what's coming up with your fundraiser that's coming. So stay tuned, everyone. We have more information coming your way.
Lana K Realty has a new home listing with a price reduction. Nestled on a private 10 acres, a rancher with two stories, six bedrooms, and three baths. Perfect for horse and livestock in a rural setting. County-maintained road, frontage located just 12 minutes from Sandpoint. This home combines proximity to town and peace and privacy of a rural setting. Priced at $699,000. See the professionals at Lana K Realty. LanaKRealty.com.
Sugar Tooth on the Cedar Street Bridge is your one-stop shop for all your sweet needs. Find local chocolates made on-site using ethically sourced cocoa, international candy, drinks, and snacks from more than 10 countries. Sugar Tooth's homemade bestsellers, caramel apple, truffles, Bigfoot bars, and of course the classic pecan turtle. Sugar Tooth has also a variety of vegetarian and vegan-friendly options. Stop by Sugar Tooth's sweet shop on the Cedar Street Bridge. Open 7 days a week.
Accidents happen, and when they do, more people reach out to Northwest Auto Body. Consistently voted the best auto body shop in the region, we offer guaranteed repairs by certified technicians using only state-of-the-art equipment. Our locally owned collision facilities have been serving North Idaho for nearly 50 years. Find us online or just stop on by. No appointments needed, no charge estimates, and advice is just good customer service. Remember, Northwest Auto Body in Sandpoint, Ponderay, and now in Bonner's Ferry.
The Model Year Mayhem event is on at Dave Smith Motors. With massive markdowns on Jeeps and Rams, like over $12,900 off select 2025 Ram models. And our hassle-free buying with low, low, low prices draws a crowd from all across the country. It's why we're America's only national car dealer. We've got the title belt for low prices. Visit DaveSmith.com or call 800-635-8000 today. Dave Smith Motors, where friends meet.
Cancer screening can save your life. Begin cervical screening at age 25. At 45, colorectal and breast screening. At 50, discuss lung screening with a doctor. Find resources for free and low-cost screening at cancer.org/get screened. This is a public service message from the American Cancer Society.
Come by boat or car for unforgettable waterfront dining. Pearls on the Lake in Hope is now open 7 days a week from 12 to 8. Enjoy a fresh new menu, tasty cocktails, and live music on beautiful Lake Ponderay. Visit pearlsonthelake.com to reserve your table today.
The NFL is back with 4 days of football. The 2025 season starts on Thursday with NFL kickoff presented by YouTube TV. Catch Dak Prescott and the Dallas Cowboys take on Jalen Hurts and the reigning Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles in the first game of the season. Then get ready for a weekend full of unforgettable moments. NFL kickoff presented by YouTube TV. Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern on NBC. Go to watch.nfl.com for the full schedule. Brought to you by Smirnoff. We do game days.
News Talk 97.1.
Hey everybody, my guest today is Janine Shepherd. She is the executive director of 7B Care Clinic. We've got it going on here all about women who are pregnant. I don't think you've encountered any men that are actually officially pregnant, no matter what news stories may tell you, but they are nevertheless fathers, and they're involved in this whole process of loving and caring for this baby and hopefully keeping that baby alive in the womb and bringing that baby forward into the fullness of outside the womb life. I have a quote, Janine, that I've got a couple here, but this one I want to read right now from one of our founding fathers who declared that life is the ultimate civil liberty. And this guy is the only one, the only man who signed the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, and he served on the first United States Supreme Court. Nobody knows his name. His name is James Wilson, and this is what he said, quote, "With consistency, beautiful and undeviating, human life from its commencement," I'm going to add in the womb, "to its close is protected by common law," close quote. And isn't that the truth? Nothing is more precious than human life. It's everyone has the civil liberty to life.
God's design. It's beautiful.
Amen. It is. So the baby box. Talk about preserving life. Tell us about that.
Oh my gosh. So the baby box, it's located at 521 South Division in Sandpoint, and it's at the EMS station. But it started with, I saw a movie called The Dropbox. Have you ever seen that?
Yes.
Yeah. So the Dropbox movie where the pastor has a box in the side of his church and he, because the babies were dying outside, and it just really sparked my interest. And so the second thing that got me was I heard this phone call between the baby box people and the woman who placed the box saying, there's a baby in your box. And I was just like, oh my gosh, what a way to minister to people. But the baby box is a safe and anonymous way for a woman to surrender her newborn. And so it came about, you know, just by my heart's desire and listening to the Lord, and he made the path for it. But it was pretty cool because I'm on the board for EMS, which is kind of funny, because that's what needed to happen in order for this to happen. But I said to Jeff Lindsay, hey, Jeff, you know, I want to do this thing. And he said, absolutely, yes. And it was just so great because it was like I saw my heart and his heart and God's heart, you know, for this, for these babies to rescue that one. And I always think, okay, it's the one, like it's going to be. I'm just so excited to see what God does.
And yeah, and he is working. Mm-hmm. I had the privilege of interviewing Jeff, I don't know, it might have been a year and a half or so ago, as the director of EMS. And the reason the EMS building is because there's somebody there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Someone's in that facility ready to take whatever emergency calls come in when they have to roll out an ambulance or whatever it is the need. So it's the perfect, safe, warm place for someone to place a newborn baby.
Yeah, and it's anonymous, no cameras, and they can walk up to the box and open it. And when they open the door, the alarm sounds to go to 911. And then when you place the baby, a second alarm happens. And so everybody knows the baby's there.
There's a baby. There's a baby delivered. And, you know, it can happen. Someone can have a baby. Maybe they even had it in the hospital, but now, you know, it's
become too much.
It's just whatever that decision, or they've had it, you know, on their own somehow in the kitchen. Mm-hmm. Hopefully it's not that. But anyway, so praise God for the baby box. Good work. Good job. Good job, you and the EMS team. And it's all good.
So it's live, and you'll hopefully be seeing the commercials come across your Facebook page. We need everybody to know that the box is there.
Yes.
And we also need to understand it's a safe and loving option.
Yes. Also, again, confidential. There are no cameras. Nobody's recording anything. It is your opportunity to do to make it one of the good choice. If
good
you
choice.
Really cannot keep this baby, use the baby box. All right, we got to get to your fundraiser. You guys need some money to make all this happen.
Absolutely.
When is it? Where is it? And what's your need?
Yeah, so it's October 18th, and you can go to our website at lifechoicespc.org to get tickets. It's at Regeneration Calvary, and we'll have a speaker, Stevenson Holland, and he has a great story. His mom gave him up for adoption, but she had been gang raped, and she ran off so that she could keep the baby. They wanted her to have an abortion, and she ended up with a family that allowed her to carry the baby and give it up for adoption, but she was developmentally disabled, and it's just a great story, so you'll want to get tickets for that, and then we'll do a silent auction, live auction, and we've got, you know, just our regular expenses in order to, we're seeing so many clients.
How much are you hoping to raise? I think, I mean, all of your services, I mean, it is a lot of money, even with all the volunteers you have. You do have staff, but volunteers, I mean, there's rent, insurance, I mean, everything.
Yeah, we're hoping to raise $165,000. But in addition to that, above and beyond that, we have the opportunity to purchase our building.
Ooh.
And so we're going to be raising $550,000 for that as well.
Excellent.
So that's our goal.
That's your goal.
Yeah. And it allows us to be at no cost to people. And that's what a blessing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure that you know about the Humble House, Jackie and Jake.
Oh, yeah.
They just talked to our fellowship on Sunday. So that, and I'll have them on the radio here soon, because that's going to be an option. Just like you were talking about, this speaker's mom needed a safe place to go where she could be supported and and live and receive food and nourishment and that actually a place to live so she could have that baby.
Yeah, that's great.
So October 18th, tickets are available at your website at the Life Choices Pregnancy Center or both websites?
LifeChoicesPC.org.
Okay.
Or you can call the clinic at 208-263-7621.
263-7621. Of course, that's area code 208. 263-7621. Well, and they could use that number to inquire about being a client or receiving services.
We're always looking for male and female coaches also to walk alongside of the clients. But yeah, if you have any services that you need, we would love to help you.
In thinking about volunteers, not necessarily for the fundraiser, but just volunteers in general at the clinic, what's some of the experience or training that you're looking for?
We are looking for people that know finances, marketing, I mean, everything literally that it takes to run a nonprofit we're looking for. But we have board positions, committee positions, different, whatever your skill set is, we can put you to work.
And a heart to love.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. Yeah. And it's a, you know, we really do take the ProGrace approach in that we really want to love on the people that come in, not be judgmental.
I was just going to say, if there's anything I know about this, I've done several interviews through the years, there is no judgment. It is just, what do you need? What are you concerned? How can we help you?
Absolutely.
And also mention, if they are open to prayer, they can be prayed over. But if that's not they're in their radar scope yet, hopefully it will be, then no.
Yeah, and we do. Yeah, we do encourage spiritual conversation, but we don't force anything. We just hope that we're planting seeds and that they'll come to the Lord at some point.
Yeah, and over time, as they experience the love and the grace and this complete no judgment thing going on at 7B Care Clinic, it will influence them for their own spiritual.
Yeah, you can feel the Holy Spirit when you're there.
Yeah.
So it's a pretty cool thing.
It is a very cool thing. I know that, you know, we've got a real mixed audience out there listening to that. And the thing that I've experienced, even with people that contact me sometimes from time to time, and they're like, you know, they're not, this is not their Kuleana, Jesus. But even so, they get influenced by just the gentleness of it. And it's just one more choice that we make in this amazing life that we have. So once more again, give that telephone number out. And what's the date again on that fundraiser so people can get their tickets?
Yeah, October 18th. At Regeneration Calvary, and the phone number is 208-263-7621.
You know, this has just been so enjoyable. We've got like less than a minute, but you have stress in the work that you do and your team does. How do you de-stress, help them de-stress? You've got like 45 seconds.
Well, we do a lot of prayer. We do devotions every day before we open. We're praying constantly for the clients that come in and that we're equipped by the Lord.
And for each other.
Right. Yeah. That we can, and we've been seeing more abortion-minded clients than ever. It's very stressful, but we're just leaning on Him and praying and just lifting one another.
I have to have you back, Janine, because I know you've told me that you and your team just got back from a big training week. And I think it's important that people understand that this is an organization that takes the purpose and the counseling and the services very seriously and very professionally. So I thank you for that.
Thank you.
Thank you for all that you do. All right, everybody, that's going to be the last word for today. I have another quote from our founding fathers. I think I've got time for this. America 250, if you don't know what it is, Google it and celebrate America. It is by a thorough knowledge of the whole subject that the people will be enabled to judge to the extent of their rights. Thorough knowledge, that's what you do.
Absolutely.
In your ministry. Okay, everybody, next Tuesday, my name is Barbara. God bless America.